Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Stock options are often considered as risky investments. However, our next guest says there are conservative methods of using options to enhance your portfolio and are referred to as option overlay strategies. Roy Jantz is a certified financial planner with Mariner Wealth Advisors, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Roy, welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you, Mike. I appreciate you having me back on.
So let's talk about options and how does this work with portfolio enhancement?
Well, I guess probably the best thing to start with is explaining a little bit of what it is. And essentially, when we're talking about an option overlay, what it does is it uses options, either calls or puts, that go alongside, or perhaps a better way of saying, goes on top of a existing stock position. And the purpose is to primarily enhance or generate additional income from the portfolio. So unlike, you know, traditional stock investing, which generally relies solely on the price appreciation or perhaps dividends from the stocks, options overlays can add the benefit of additional income from the premiums received from selling the calls or puts.
All right, well, let's go into a little more detail on those potential benefits, as well as the risks that might be associated with this strategy.
Sure. Well, I think a couple of the big benefits from this, as I mentioned, is really generating that additional income, enhancing the overall returns. This can be really beneficial, for example, if someone has a very low cost basis stock or a stock that's really appreciated, and they may not want to immediately sell it because of the taxes they have to pay from the capital gains, but still need income from the portfolio. So you can do an options overlay, still hold on to the underlying stocks in general, but generate that extra income that you can then utilize for, you know, whatever purposes you need. The flip side, of course, of this, like any investment, there is risk. And obviously, if the price of the underlying stock moves in a certain direction that becomes unfavorable, then at that point, you would kind of look back and say, well, goodness, I should have just held on to the stock and just let it appreciate it. Sure, I'd have to pay some more taxes when I sold it, but I would have made more than having to then basically give the stock away and only be able to keep the premium from the covered call that you sold on that stock. So like everything, it's a balance, and a lot of it goes into kind of what the underlying investor is trying to accomplish with their portfolio.
So how does one determine the parameters that need to be set here with the options? You know, when you're looking at selling one or two or however many on a stock or two or three to get this income?
Well, that's a great question, because there's a lot of variables that go into this. And quite honestly, this is where a lot of people get themselves in trouble when they don't set it up correctly. But there's three main variables that you would look at if you're setting a strike price on a existing stock. The one is, what's your risk tolerance? And the second is, how much income are you looking to try to generate? And the third is kind of the outlook you would have for either the general market or more specifically that stock. High level, lower strike prices offer more premium, but cap the upside. Higher strike prices are going to have lower premium, but give you a higher probability of retaining that underlying stock. So to give you an example, let's say you had a stock that was trading at $100 a share. And if you're expecting kind of a flat to downward trending market, what you probably want to do then is sell a covered call at pretty close to that $100 share price, so maybe at $110. And if you did it with a longer term time frame, such as 12 months, you'd get a much higher premium, because the market would look at that and say, yeah, that's a higher probability of that occurring. The same instance, let's say you wanted to be a little more conservative and you're worried about that stock appreciating and you didn't want it to be taken away from your portfolio. You could sell a covered call at a higher dollar figure, say $130, and do a shorter term maturity on it, say only 3 months. The market would look at that, say, lower probability of that happen. You get a lower premium, but again, less likely that that stock would get called away. So a lot of complexities in that. That's one of the areas where we definitely recommend people, if they're not familiar with this strategy, seek out some help, educate themselves on it. But again, can be a great way of really enhancing the income on an existing portfolio.
Roy, great information as always. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
Roy Jantz is a certified financial planner with Mariner Wealth Advisors in Greenville. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can hear it again wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.